the home fields ward for the Labour Party, just so you know. How can the men or women on the 267 bus tell whether they should be going to Charing Cross or to West Middlesex Hospital in an emergency? Are the proposed changes too confusing for the public to understand? We obviously don't want a repeat of the Chase Farm Hospital incident where a boy died as his parents sent him to the wrong hospital.
I think that has to be one for you, Mark, initially, if you would.
So, as I've said, we're not planning any changes to the Charing Cross A&E for many years. And over that time, we will have to do a very major campaign to make it very clear to people where they should be going to. There is a national review of emergency services, which Sir Bruce Keogh is leading with Keith Willits, who's an A&E doctor from Oxford. They're doing a national review. At the moment, I agree with you entirely. It is very confusing. We have walk-in centres, GPs, out-of-hour services, minor injury units, A&E departments, and A&E departments that don't have surgeons and others that do. It is very confusing. What we're saying across North West London is there will be five major A&Es which will be fully staffed by a full range of specialists. If you're ill, an ambulance will take you to one of those places. If you need stabilisation and looking after because you need support in the community, then an ambulance can take you to Charing Cross or Ealing, where there will be rehabilitation beds that manage that sort of care. If you're in a bus going somewhere, I suggest you probably need to go to a pharmacist rather than either of the others.
You can put all your hands. You can put all your. Can we have some order? You can put all your hands down. I'll invite questions when I want more questions. I have lots of questions that people.